Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Year-round, the Union Gospel Mission is always doing great work. And around the holidays, they've always got something special going on. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Jason Christensen. Jason is the Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission Portland. Hey there, Jason. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, you and I spoke a couple of months ago. You're relatively new to Portland, right?
I am. I came here by way of Denver, arrived here this spring, and jumped right in. It's been a great ride so far. People have been incredibly welcoming, and it really is just a great community with a lot of pride. So I'm happy to be here.
Great. How did you come to be at the Union Gospel Mission?
Well, my past is I had worked mostly with programs that focus on poverty reduction and working with the homeless and people with addiction. And the opportunity came up last fall. The board was conducting a national search to find a successor for my predecessor, who was a wonderful human being, Bill Russell. And went through the interview process and had the good fortune to be selected to succeed Bill here at Union Gospel Mission.
Yeah, Bill, definitely a great guy. I spoke to him many, many, many times over the years.
Such an incredible heart. And, you know, I used to consult with nonprofit organizations, and somebody said they were applying for a position where they were following somebody who'd been with the organization for 30 years. I strongly advise them to maybe look somewhere else, because that's a long time, a big imprint. And but Bill left an incredible culture here, and he has such a great heart. He and I have just very similar mindsets when it comes to the mission of the mission. And so it made it real easy. He's been a fantastic mentor to me. And I'm grateful that the board of directors here had the foresight to allow him to stay on. So he's helping us with our women's shelter program. We're growing that. And so I get to work alongside with him. And, we're humble enough to keep our egos in check. We have no problem being two leaders working side by side, because really it is about the mission of the mission here. So I'm grateful to have Bill here.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Tell our audience, what is the mission of the Union Gospel Mission?
It's pretty simple. Love our neighbor, feed the hungry, and to restore the addict. And we're certainly with an abundance of opportunity, I'll put it that way, here in Portland. A lot of people are struggling financially, struggling socially, struggling emotionally, and we see ourselves in a position as an extension of the church to go out and reach out and to bring love and care to them.
How does Portland compare to Denver? It seems like in Portland, our homeless crisis has been very visual for the last several years.
I would say that is probably the biggest difference. I think the severity of the crisis is more severe here in Portland. And I think a lot of that has to do with how we approach addiction. And I understand that, the efforts went underway to decriminalize drug usage, which I appreciate the noble effort behind that. But I think at the same time, when we're not providing enough opportunity to help people come off their addiction, we're really doing them a disservice. And sadly, I think people are, we're allowing people to kill themselves. It's almost a suicide on the installment plan. And I think that's a big difference, is really within our drug laws here between Denver and Portland. I think the other issue too is accessibility to mental health. There's a little more accessibility in Denver than there is here. And hopefully, our civic leaders can find a way, to remedy that. I know that the resources are coming available, this coming fall, with the tax on the pass for home services. So, maybe that we can see more resources allocated towards mental health as well.
It just kind of seems like it's a problem that is so apparent and just isn't getting any better.
No, and when you consider statistics, that 40% of Americans are what you would consider housing insecure, that they are an illness or a paycheck, a job loss away from losing their housing. And that's a staggering number when you think about it. 40% of the American population is living paycheck to paycheck and at risk of being out on the streets trying to find safe and secure housing.
Yeah, and a pandemic doesn't help with that.
It certainly has not. People are cautious, and when they're looking at their hiring, and so that's something that has to be considered as well.
We're talking today with Jason Christensen, Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission in Portland. Now, the holidays are just about upon us, which is, it seems so weird to say. It seems like we were just in the middle of summer a couple of weeks ago, but the holidays are here. What's happening for the holidays at the Union Gospel Mission?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Thanksgiving is next week, and instead of focusing on one day in one location, we're going to try to serve as many people as possible. So we have to-go meals. We got about 900 to-go meals ready to head out for folks to take, where they can get downtown. We'll also deliver into the camps through our search and rescue outreach initiative. We also have partners at churches in various locations throughout the Portland area where people can come in and access those Thanksgiving food baskets that we have prepared for them. And again, it'll be throughout the entire week. It's not just going to be on Thursday where people can get meals.
Wow, that's a big undertaking to get that many meals out to people.
Well, we have some great partners with churches and organizations like Mercy Teams that help prepare these baskets. We're very fortunate to be able to be a conduit for that.
If somebody is looking for a meal from you guys, how do they get that? And are there resources available where they can sign up or something?
Yeah, and I would encourage people to go to our website at ugmportland.org it's posted on there as to locations, days, and times. But the best place to come to is our Burnside and Third location downtown.
And for Christmas, what's happening for Christmas? Have you thought that far ahead yet?
it's
not that far away, I guess.
kind of the same thing is, and there'll be more information forthcoming on that. And we're also looking to collect toys for our Women and Children's program out there, for the kids in that program, Women in Our Life Change program, that they will be able to have a Christmas that they wouldn't otherwise have.
You touched on Search and Rescue a little bit. Tell us about Search and Rescue. This is a really amazing program.
It is. And, this problem isn't going to get solved overnight because it is a true humanitarian crisis. But we like to look at it as one tent at a time, that there's one fewer tent out there that somebody is in a better place. And Search and Rescue goes out six nights a week, and we make contact with 75 to 100 individuals every night. And through that process, by building relationships with people, finding out where they're at, we will connect them to organizations where they can get safe housing. And so far, We've had 180 people that we've been able to bring out of the camps and into safe permanent housing. And that's just this calendar year through search and rescue. And I would imagine as, you know, as the weather's turning and people find themselves in tougher spots, they're going to probably be a little more open to coming out of the cold and into shelter. And so we're there to be there to help them make that transition.
And like you say, making those relationships, that is one of the most important things and probably one of the most difficult things to do.
Well, there's power in a name. And, you know, it's one thing to give somebody a cup of coffee, a blanket, a clean, dry pair of socks. But when you know them by name and you call them by name, that means something to that person. That says to them, you are human and I care about you, that we love you, we're here to care for you. That's what happens. That was the big surprise for me when I went out on search and rescue, that, you know, one, that we use volunteers mostly, and we have a couple staff that go with, but it's volunteers that go out. And to see them when we would arrive and set up, to see them talking to campers and calling each other by name was impressive to me. It says that you care. It says that you take the time, that you are invested in this person and their well-being.
Where does search and rescue go to help people? It seems like there's homelessness everywhere.
We do. So I can't remember the exact number of sites that we visit, but it's throughout the Portland metro area. Obviously, there are some places that are more visible. You know, Delta Park is one of the larger encampments, 110th and Foster. We see a lot there. Those are the places that we go. We announce ourselves, hey, we're here. We're not ones to, you know, walk through and all that. We let people come to us. We don't go to them. We respect their privacy on that. But, we will make our presence known that we are there. People will generally come out of their camps and then we will engage them.
Is search and rescue something new for you, or did you have anything like this when you were in Denver?
I didn't see anything like this in Denver. And this is something that we actually replicated from Union Gospel Mission in Seattle. This is what they were doing. And we just found this as, it's fulfilling our mission, which is to love our neighbor. And so it is going out and meeting our neighbors where they are in their neighborhoods, so to speak. And to find ourselves in relationship with them. You know, there's a lot of talk out, you know, the term social justice gets thrown around a lot, and people have very different understanding of the word justice. To me, justice is about right relationship. And what the search and rescue, through our volunteers and staff going out there, is they are putting themselves in right relationship. They're making contact. They're making friendships. They're building trust. And this makes it a lot easier for people to come in because, you know, folks that are there are experiencing some form of trauma, addiction, or mental illness. And so there is a deep distrust and of anybody outside of, you know, within their own inner circle. And search and rescue, by going out there and engaging with them, we end up building that trust with them, which does make it a lot easier to pull them out of the camps, get them out of the tents, and get them into safe permanent housing.
We're talking today with Jason Christensen, Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission in Portland. Now, Jason, we've had a relatively mild fall so far. It's been a little bit wet at times, but colder weather is coming. And what about overnight shelters for those experiencing homelessness this winter?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that. You know, we have a wonderful partner in Central Nazarene Church out on 205 in Powell. It's a wonderful faith community there that is allowing us to do overnight emergency shelter there. And this began last week, 2 weeks ago, and will continue all the way through the end of March. Folks can come in, get out of the cold weather, and then we will provide you a warm meal. You have a place to stay. It's supervised. We have staff on hand and volunteers. And then we'll provide you with a warm breakfast for you to leave during the day, and that, and you can come back again later in the evening.
Is that open to everybody? Anybody who needs the help?
Yep. I mean, there's a capacity issue. I think we can host up to 60 people who can stay there overnight. But yes, if anybody's interested in volunteering, we would love to invite folks to come in and pitch in and help out. We can always use help there. And people can do that by going to our website at ugmportland.org.
Tell me about some of the services that Union Gospel Mission offers.
Well, in addition to the meal services that comes out of our downtown facility, we have our Life Change program, which I had mentioned, referenced earlier, which is for people who have made the decision, they've committed to change their lives by getting off the streets and coming in and living a life clean and sober, and in working towards self-reliance, both social and economic self-reliance. And, we have a work therapy element to it. We require our residents to work so many hours a week, in exchange for their room and board here. People are want for nothing. We take care of their housing. We take care of their food, their clothing, all that is provided for them through Life Change. They just need to commit to working a program to remain clean and sober and striving for economic independence.
And the holidays can be kind of a difficult time for people to try to make a change. Is that right?
Well, it is. And if you think about, a lot of folks that come to us have experienced broken relationships. Holidays can be traumatizing for some people. And so we want to make sure that what we're offering here and how we engage people is very nurturing and encouraging to them. People may be separated from family, and that's hard for them. And so we're grateful for a dedicated core of volunteers and committed staff who are looking out and for the recovery and care of the people that stay with us.
How has the pandemic affected the work that you guys do and actually continues to affect the work that you do?
Well, certainly, we were able to host chapel and provide dinner in our building downtown on a daily basis. Not being able to do that has been tough. We have returned to one night a week where we offer a meal, but again, it's available takeout. And chapel service is provided, but we have a capacity, based upon the size, only so many people can come in. And it has affected volunteers too, because people, are cautious, about how they want to, allocate their time, and so they want to be safe. We've had a bit of a drawback on that, and so we are looking for more people to volunteer and come to us.
That must make it especially hard, not being able to serve the meals at the mission, because a lot of that is companionship. People can want to come and make friends and see their friends.
I go back to, you make a great point, Gary, and it is about right relationship. I had a poverty of riches when I ran a soup kitchen in Colorado Springs. We had 96 different churches that volunteered. And so people wanted to volunteer, but I didn't have any space for them. And so I said, you can do something even better than volunteering. And they said, well, what's that, Jason? I said, just come down and have lunch. Come down and have lunch and sit next to somebody. Make a friend. You will be amazed at the power in that, just to sit with somebody and to talk with them. That's one of the things that's so hard for people, especially those struggling with mental illness and addiction. Isolation, it can be very detrimental. And so I'm looking forward to the day when we can get fully engaged, fully back to where we were pre-pandemic, so we can be together again.
Yeah, that day is coming. I can see it. Maybe still a little bit far off, but it's coming. So
looking forward to it, yes.
Speaking of volunteer opportunities, I suppose that your volunteer opportunities are a little bit limited right now, but how can people help out?
Well, if you go to their website, there are a host of opportunities where you can find and look what's good for you, and you can sign up. It's real simple. You can do it 24/7 if you sign up through our volunteer page on our website. We can have you volunteering the next day that quickly. But I can tell you, we could use some help with our thrift store. Our thrift store has been doing very well for us, and people have been donating, so we could use some help with sorters there. We can use help with assembling sack lunches, which we do take out on search and rescue. I would encourage people to go to ugmportland.org, click on the volunteer page, and they can see all the opportunities that are available for them to volunteer.
We're talking today with Jason Christensen, Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission. Jason, tell me about the impact of the mission.
Well, again, I go back to that number that I shared earlier of 180 people that are no longer living in a tent, living in a camp, or living on the streets, thanks to search and rescue. I look at, and we have, because we've had graduates, about 100 people a year go through our life change program, and we're finding tremendous success in people maintaining their sobriety and living fully productive lives. We have a 78% recovery rate. That is people who go a year postgraduate who have not relapsed. That's among our women, and 71% among men. It's pretty tough to find that, in other programs. So we like to think that what we're doing here with folks sticks with them, and people are finding a new identity, because the people that come to us, their identity is in their broken relationships or in their addiction, and they are able to find a new life through life change by getting clean and sober and having their self-esteem restored.
Yeah, that's really important. We talked at the beginning of the show about how you're relatively new to the Union Gospel Mission in Portland. You started there in April. But do you have any good stories you can share of your time that you've been there so far?
So many, I think what has impressed me the most is that when I talk to people across the political and theological spectrum, there's a genuine compassion for those who are challenged with homelessness. And in a country that can be so divided, you can find an argument over anything. I just find that Portlanders are really sensitive to the situation, and it's easy to point fingers and blame. This is a city that's struggling with a lot of violence right now, and I don't see anybody blaming the homeless on that. Whereas in other places, that has been a regular occurrence. And so I think there's a thoughtfulness among Portlanders as to what's going on with our homeless.
Yeah, we here in Portland in the Pacific Northwest have big hearts.
You do. Very much so.
As we're heading into the cooler winter, I'm going to say colder winter weather, it's coming. What kind of donation items is the Union Gospel Mission looking for right now?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that because we could use gently used sleeping bags, coats, shoes, and boots. Those are important. Coffee is another thing. Nothing like a hot cup of coffee. We will take that out on search and rescue and share with folks. Those are items that are of highest need, highest demand for us.
I've heard that socks are always a big item for donations.
Can't go wrong with socks.
Yeah,
you cannot go wrong with socks, and also hygiene items, including feminine hygiene products. We like to take those out to the camps to make those available for the women that we will come in contact with, that we can make those hygiene kits available to them.
And we're heading into Black Friday and big shopping season, so there's probably going to be some pretty good sales out there, everybody. So buy some extra stuff and drop it off at the Union Gospel Mission. Talk to me one more time about Thanksgiving and what's happening for Thanksgiving.
Well, again, we have every day that week we'll be distributing to-go meals. And so we've got about 900 prepared, ready to go. And we just encourage folks to go to ugmportland.org, and they can see the days and times that those will be distributed.
Great. Jason, it's always so great to hear about what's happening at the Union Gospel Mission. Thanks for being on the show. This is fun.
Thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate your support.
We've been talking today with Jason Christensen, Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission Portland. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.